They have their church service. And when they get through, they dismiss and go home. And he never had an opportunity to do anything in the midst of them. But I told and I asked him, I like to say that in respect to him, I want you to take charge of this meeting today. And whatever you want to do, have your way. Hallelujah. People acting like God don't exist. Are y'all listening to me? They live their lives so much in disrespect to the honor and the glory and the power that he's given us. And we see people say, I'm a Christian, but you can't tell it by their lifestyle. Y'all gonna let me preach here a while? But I'm here to tell you that when Christ take control, when Christ Jesus is in charge, you can't help but lift your hands. You can't help but to give thanks. Even in the midst of a storm you don't really understand, you can't help but to give thanks when you know everything is against you and everything look like you're not coming out. You'll just lift your hands and say, thank you. You can't see nothing, but I thank you. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me go on. But this is what Peter said. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass. What did he say? It shall come to pass. Hallelujah. It shall come to pass in the last day, says who? Come on, let's say it. Says who? God. Who said it? God. It shall come to pass in the last day, says God. I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall do what? Prophesy. Hallelujah. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. And all my servants and all my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days. I gotta announce something to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Hallelujah. And when they begin to prophesy, hallelujah. Notice he said those days. Are y'all hearing me? Are you hearing me? He said, in those days, when I pour out my spirit, they will prophesy. Who will prophesy? The one in these days that we're living, they will prophesy. and when they prophesy, and I will show. What you going to show, Lord? I'm going to show wonders in heaven above. And I'm going to show signs in the earth beneath. What are those signs, Lord? Blood, fire, vapors of smoke. Hallelujah. And it's going to be so strong. And it's going to be so powerful. I'm going to preach here in just a minute. It's going to be so powerful. The sun shall be turned into darkness. Can you imagine the power of God moving in such a way till it make the sun turn into darkness? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the moon into blood. The moon gonna look like blood. Hallelujah. Before that great and noble day of the Lord comes. Come on. And it shall come to pass. Glory to God. I said it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. And ye men of Israel, hear these words of Jesus. Hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracle, wonders, and sign, which God did by him in the midst of you. And you yourselves also know. You ready? Hallelujah. Him being delivered where? By the determinate counsel and the full knowledge of God, ye have taken by wicked hands and have crucified and slain. If that's what's in the scriptures, hallelujah. Whom God did what? He raised him up, having loosed the pain of death. Why did you do it, Lord? Because it was not possible that he should be holden by it. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, David's speaking concerning him. I foresaw the Lord always before my fate, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. What was David doing? He was prophesying about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Therefore, listen to the voice. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. He was talking, he was prophesying or telling about. David was prophesying about the resurrection of Christ, because he did not leave his soul in hell. Neither will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. So I'm going to tell you, he got up. You can reach the resurrection when you go home. He got up. Just as David prophesied, give me Philip. Give me Acts 8. Hallelujah. And I'm going to my seat, I believe. I don't know if I'm going to my seat, but I'm going to go. Hallelujah. 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 When they left that place of the upper room, Peter preached a sermon. You can read it when you get home. 3,000 people were saved. They went on. They went from house to house. People were saved. One time, there was 5,000 saved. Hello? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.